I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The impact of Sudan's civil war on religious communities is a cause for concern, according to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. The USRF details attacks on religious leaders and churches in a new report. John, an Unfolding Word partner focused on Sudan, says
pastors are being killed, churches are being bombed, occupied, claimed for one of the other sides. Individuals continue to know persecution, as well as Christians within the refugee community.
Believers may have lost their churches and homes in this senseless war, but they're not losing hope.
God is moving in the midst of this, and Satan is being defeated heart by heart as people come to know the truth.
And reaching the world for Jesus is a big task, but that's exactly the job Christ left us to do before he ascended to heaven. His instructions in Matthew 28, Luke 24, and Mark 16 are commonly known as the Great Commission. Unfortunately,
so few people understand what the Great Commission really is all about. It's difficult in our culture because there's so many distractions.
Jeff McClendon is the executive director of the Alliance for the Unreached, a coalition of like-minded ministries focused on one thing.
Our purpose is to help reawaken an interest in and a pursuit of the Great Commission.
Each year, the Alliance observes the International Day for the Unreached on Pentecost Sunday. Save the date. IDU Sunday is coming up May 19th, and your participation is critical. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.